Yes, it's the Golders. Hello there. You member of our club?
Sure. I joined months ago.
Oh, swell. This lady with you, you member?
Well, certainly. Mrs. Smith got me to join.
Fine, fine. Oh, but there's another lady heading this way. How do you do, ma'am? Are you a member?
Member of what?
Why, a member of the I'm Glad I Did Club.
What kind of a club is that? Well, haven't you heard? It's for all of us ladies who started using new dice for our washing.
Well, what dice?
Why, dice is a new kind of soap.
That's right. It's a wonderful new kind of granulated soap. There's never been any soap quite like dice before.
Oh.
Dawson Gamble's putting it out, and it's marvelous.
You bet dice is marvelous. Why, we've got letters by the bushels from ladies telling how glad they are they tried dice.
Sure. That makes us all members of the I'm Glad I Did Club.
Oh.
But tell me, what's so wonderful about this new dice?
Why, dice does...
Yes, dice does all three kinds of wash. Sure, towels, work shirts, but pretty colored rayon slips.
What?
You don't mean you can use this same dust for colored rayons and for dirty work clothes, too?
Of course. Dust is wonderfully safe for rayons and fussy colored washables.
Yes, dust is a lot safer for those nice colors than any other medium granulated laundry soap. And yet it gets my husband's work shirts clean without any hard scrubbing either. But what about the white dishes?
Oh, dust is a whiz for white dishes.
You bet. Why, no soap I ever use can beat dust for turning out snowy white washes.
Well, I declare.
Just you try dust, and then you...
Yes, and then you'll be joining the I'm Glad I Did Club, too. Oh, excuse me, Mr. Fleming. Did you want to say something?
Well, all that's left for me to say to all you listening is just try Dove's for yourself and see how different it is. Remember, Dove's is not just a new improvement of an old soap, but a really new kind of granulated soap. Look for that big red and white box with the name D-U-Z Dove. And next wash day, let Dove do everything. And now, the Goldbergs. Well, the gloom of the Goldbergs' house was so thick you could cut it with a knife, all because Molly got a garbled message from Sammy and thinks that Chris Cater and Oriane are through with each other. And all Molly's preparations for a wedding, the invited guests, the cookies and cakes, the three turkeys all piled up in her hands. She tried to cancel everything, but she can't cancel that feeling in her heart. Although if she only knew it, the train that's bringing Sammy home also carries Mr. and Mrs. Chris Cater. But listen to Rosie.
Rosalie, please. Watch me the time. Where does the clock stand?
Rosie, it's not saying time yet now.
What is it did with the guest list?
I don't need it now, do you?
I want to go over it. See if you didn't exclude somebody when you were canceling.
Here, Mom.
Oh, let's see. Cancel Mr. and Mrs. Willoughby.
Uh-huh.
Cancel Mr. and Mrs. Elderly.
Mm-hmm.
Cancel to Greenberg.
Uh-huh.
And they canceled everybody here?
Yeah.
Your silver?
Positive, ma'am.
Until we get to me. Papa should be back from Dr. Cady's father's.
Oh? Well, maybe he went right to the station, ma'am.
Why would he? Why would he go right to the station when he knows I want to go and meet Sam Lowell to the station? Shouldn't do that. Oh, well, I'm so beside myself. I'm so beside myself to know what happened. Where did Orion went since then all the trains were with David? New York alone? A needle in the haystack? Oh, why didn't it conclude itself as expected, Dad? I just thought about him. Car?
Uh-huh.
Oh, dear, car. Oh, this is the button, man. She's delivering me. Oh, what can I do now with two churches? What can I do? You open the back door over there? Oh. The party, huh? Bring them in. So bring me one in. That's a disappointment. Oh, let me help you.
It's all right.
That's a beautiful cake. Do you roast it now?
The way I feel, I would like to give them away.
With what joy I was going to make those three cakes with what joy. I was going to use the new recipe for the new stuffing. And then the new gravy. Take it inside, Rosie. Take it inside. It breaks my heart to look at. Take it away from my knife. Not me. Everybody believes it, but not me. I will not eat it. had even a more cook, not I wouldn't need it.
Yes?
Yes. So, what did Dr. Kay decide to say?
What could he say?
The butcher just delivered them. Am I going to visit three turkeys now, Rex? Turkeys and no weddings?
You have yourself to blame for that.
I think you better go down to the station to meet Sammy, Paul. Time already.
Uh-huh.
What time is the train coming in, Rex?
The same time the train from New York comes in every evening.
Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome.
The train comes in at 4:15.
I'll get my coat and my wraparound hat.
Why do you want your coat?
I'm going to the station to meet Sammy. I'll take the phone, Rosalie. Please, breakfast. Hello? Yes. It's Mr. Willoughby.
I'll talk to him.
Oh, here, Paul.
Hello, Willoughby. I'm going to the station now. 4:15. I don't know. All we know is that Sammy called up.
Molly,
and...
disconnected.
Pardon me, Willoughby. Molly. Am I on the phone or are you on the phone?
You.
Yes. Hello, Willoughby. Are you there? Sammy called Martha Wilberforce when he couldn't get us. And
he said that...
Molly, please.
Okay, okay.
Hello, Willoughby. Are you there? He called and said no wedding.
Don't prepare no wedding.
Hold the wire, Willoughby. Now, here, Molly. You tell him if you're so anxious.
You're telling him. Tell him.
Hey, Molly, Molly. Hello, Willoughby. Are you there? I think the best thing to do is to go to the station. Sammy will know everything. I can't imagine what happened. I don't know.
How did you say it instead of being excluded?
All right, Willoughby. I'll see you at the station. Goodbye. Get my glasses, Rosie.
Are you walking or riding?
I need my glasses in either case.
What did you do with the toasters, Rosie?
I put them on the kitchen table.
Why not look at the baby?
Get my glasses.
So what do I do first?
Get the glasses first.
Yeah. A delicate situation. A delicate situation like love. Then it's a question of love. Then it will be difficult enough to bring them together, people like Orion and Chris. There's so much transpire, so much transpire. Then it's nearly done on the rock. Oh, you're planning. You're planning something. Tell your wife. Who's closer to you than me? Who's closer to a man than a wife? Tell your wife. Tell me. No. No, no. Instead, everything was done behind my back.
You're getting my glasses, Rosie.
Takes a woman to understand a woman.
You'd be surprised how certain men understand certain women.
Thank you. Did you want me to help you, Paul?
I can help myself as always. Thank you.
Take your apron off now. Thank you. Can I go to the station?
I don't see why it's necessary now for anyone to go.
Hey, Rosie, please take the phone. I'm not home. I'm not in the mood. Hello? Yes.
Who is yes?
At 4:15.
Who's the proper thing?
Well, if you want to.
Who wants to?
Mrs. Avery wants to go to the station to meet Sammy.
I'm going, Molly.
Well, right now? The station is free and equal for everybody.
Hello?
All right, Mrs. Avery. Yes. Goodbye.
Wait for me, Molly.
Hurry, please. Wait for me, Jake. Please.
I'm waiting.
Please. Get your coat, Rosalie. I'll take it. Avery. Hello? Yes, Mrs. Haley. Yes, I got your recipe. Yeah, that's a beautiful dressing for the turkey, but I don't think so. Yes. Well, the train's 4:15. The family's coming. I don't know, dear. Yes, if you wish. Yes. Goodbye.
Who else now?
Yes, please, they're all anxious to know, even if you and I. Everybody was invited to the wedding, and then they were canceled. After all, frozen in there. The buttons are next, please.
I'm going, Molly.
Wait a minute, please. The telephone. Hello? Yes, Mrs. Roberts. Yes, well, I don't know. The only thing I know is Sammy called. And said, don't prepare.
Papa's calling you, Mama.
I'll know soon.
Look, my glasses,
Rosalie. Oh, I'm not. The family's coming.
Don't that put the cup in your
throat?
The fork is too. Don't put. Yeah, all right. Then I'll see you at the station. Bye.
Looks like everybody's going to the station.
Are you ready, Rosalie?
Uh-huh.
So close the back door, did you?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
All right. This is the right time,
oh, Rosalie?
Yes, ma'am. All right, so come, Lou, please. And pop it as fidget things are ready. Buffy, your neck, please.
Yeah,
come, stop it. Oh,
the telephone.
Answer it, Rosalie. I'm going.
Thank you, Ma.
I'm going, Rosalie. Come
on.
I love it, Ma.
Hello, operator. Are you sure there's no answer to Goldberg? Well, ring again, please. Hello, is this Miss Carr, the operator in Lastbury? Well, look, this is Sammy Goldberg. Will you please call everybody in town and tell them to go to the station? There's a wedding reception. It's for Dr. Tater, yeah. Yeah. Well, look, my train is leaving. Please. Thanks.
Sammy has spread the word. And if Miss Todd, the telephone operator, can find anybody in, there'll be a great crowd at Lastonbury Station. And everyone will know the news except Molly, who didn't wait for the most important call. You know, I think it's time you showed your dish pan who's boss. So just throw out those old-fashioned halfway soaps. I mean bar soaps, because they keep you on speed. And those tough granulated soaps, because they're short on gentleness to your hands. Yep, such halfway soaps don't belong in your dishpan. Now that Mew does is here. That brand new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash. And believe me, does has everything for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to extra gentleness to your hands. Yes, your hands will really come out of the dishpan feeling beautifully soft and smooth. In fact, Dove is far kinder to your hands than any other leading granulated laundry soap. Yet no soap made can beat Dove for speedy dishwashing. It cuts even tough grease without any hard scouring. Why, you can tell the difference in Dove right in the start. Ask for Dove today. It has everything for dishes. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. The train comes into Lastonbury, and the wedding bells practice ringing while Molly stares in wonder. This is James Fleming wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Dove, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of voice.